Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. This is day 21 of the government shutdown. We have the story.
A man seen on a door cam has been charged in Wichita abduction. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita City Council to look at renters and landlords. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Congressional Republicans and Democrats remain at odds over how to fund the government as the shutdown hits 21 days.
Republicans' House passed government funding measure, failing again Monday to secure the 60 votes needed to advance in a 50-43 Senate vote. House Speaker Mike Johnson slamming Democrats.
It is the same bill that they themselves supported just 7 months ago, and Chuck Schumer gave impassioned speeches on the floor about how it was the only option.
Democrats want the extension of health care subsidies, which are set to expire, to be included in a spending bill.
We need to find a bipartisan path toward enacting a spending agreement that actually is designed to make life better for the American people, as opposed to hurting everyday Americans. And we need to decisively address the Republican health care crisis.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Monday's vote was the 11th time the measure has failed to advance in the Senate.
A man accused of taking a woman by force, caught on a Ring camera video in Wichita, has been charged.
The incident took place at a home in the 1400 block of North Volusia. The 35-year-old woman in the video called police last week after seeing the video on social media, reporting that she was safe. 22-year-old Daniel Gravera was charged with aggravated domestic battery, two counts of domestic battery, and criminal restraint. He is also being held on an immigration detainer. He remains in jail on a $75,000 bond and is due back in court November the 3rd. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at guidelines for renters and rental landlords. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
People want to know that they can have safe but also available spaces here in our community to rent. And so the Landlords Association will be vocal about this, as well as tenants in our community.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Vice President J.D. Vance is visiting Israel today after Israel and Hamas traded blows less than 2 weeks after agreeing to a ceasefire. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from the nation's capital.
The president remaining fairly confident that his Gaza peace deal will in fact hold even after this weekend's skirmishes between Israel and Hamas. But he also has a very blunt warning for Hamas.
They did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out. And it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
the president's top two negotiators, Steve Witkoff and, of course, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. We're back in Israel to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the IDF launched roughly 100 airstrikes into Gaza. That, of course, after Israel says Hamas killed two Israeli soldiers.
At least 36 Palestinians were killed, according to Gazan health officials. Hamas denies responsibility.
The Trump administration is defending its latest boat strike in the Caribbean. Fox's Jillian Turner reporting from the State Department.
The War Secretary Friday confirming the seventh U.S. strike in the region on an alleged drug boat, killing three people he claims were terrorists. A separate raid last week yielded the first survivors of the campaign so far. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will repatriate those alleged narco traffickers back to Ecuador and Colombia.
It's important for the American people to recognize these are narco terrorists who are trying to bring poison into our country and kill our citizens. What happens to them? I don't really care so long as they're not bringing poison into our country.
The Vice President denouncing the administration's strategy.
32 people have been killed as a result of those strikes. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at Monday Night Football last night with former Butler Grizzly involved in one of those games. We'll be taking a look at that coming up in sports.
And Amazon says a massive outage at its cloud computing service has been resolved. That story and more just ahead of KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. A groundbreaking was held Monday for a new ComCare Center. Director Jennifer Wilson says the new facilities will provide help and intervention for various situations.
Crisis Intervention Center model allows for enhanced care for individuals with complex mental health needs and medical needs while facilitating rapid connection to ongoing treatment and community resources, which will help reduce the likelihood of future crises.
The center in downtown Wichita is expected to open in 2027.
A ban on homeless encampments could be coming to Nebraska's biggest city today.
The vote in Omaha to ban homeless encampments was supposed to take place last month, though delayed to allow for amendments, as the city today considers that plan to address its homelessness crisis. That includes a ban on encampments, including tent cities on public property. Enforcement that would begin with warnings that could lead to fines, even jail time. Many other cities across 32 Republican and Democrat-controlled states have also passed or strengthened ordinances, banning or restricting homeless encampments, following a Supreme Court ruling last year that allowed such bans. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Ground has been broken on a first-of-its-kind ballroom at the White House.
President Trump says the White House is officially under construction. His crews have started tearing down parts of the White House East Wing for work on a new ballroom. The president intends to have that open before he leaves office.
You're going to see a ballroom the likes of which I don't think it'll be topped. It'll be the finest. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
In a social media post, President Trump says the East Wing renovation will be paid for entirely by private donors. It's estimated to cost about $250 million. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An unusual find at one of the busiest transit hubs in the country.
Commuters at New York's Penn Station greeted by an extremely unusual sight Monday, a baby abandoned on the subway platform at 34th Street. This woman was shocked at the sight.
It's just horrible. I don't know how someone could just leave a baby out here in the middle of the subway where who knows what happens around here. It's just awful.
The baby girl was found conscious and alert with her umbilical cord still attached. She's now in a hospital and in stable condition as an investigation is underway. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic here in Wichita looking, well, busy, but still pretty good. Not seeing any big slowdowns on the highways out there just yet. Just seeing a whole lot of higher traffic volumes out there when I'm looking at those traffic cameras. You can see some heavy traffic areas here and there. Mostly westbound on Kellogg headed towards Wichita, out around 143rd Street East. And the same on the eastbound traffic between Goddard and Wichita. Just some patches of really heavy traffic there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, happy Tuesday to you, Steve and Ted. We've got a chilly morning out there, but otherwise, you know, kind of a beautiful fall day coming up today. All the 80s that we've had in October, those look like they're now safely in our rearview mirror. I don't think we're going to see anything quite that warm between now and Halloween. And it's looking like the wind today is still going to be gusty out of the northwest, although it's not going to be as windy as it was yesterday. And our afternoon high up to 69 degrees. We'll drop back to 43 later on tonight as the wind drops off. And then another beautiful day on the way for Wednesday. Sunshine a little warmer tomorrow, the high 74, but it's not 80 degrees. And then on Thursday, we have increasing clouds and a high of 72. Still looks like a storm system coming from Southern California later this week will bring rain to Kansas. Starting Thursday night, the bulk of the rain likely on Friday. So, yes, high school football games this week. Be thinking soggy bleachers, wet ground. It's probably going to be less than ideal for viewing some of these games Friday night. But with any amount of luck, we'll have most of the actual thunderstorms out of here. It would just be some off and on rain showers. And the temperatures are going to be cooling back into the 60s by Friday. And, of course, this late week storm system is going to have us cloudy, too, going into the Sunflower Showdown. We're kind of keeping an eye on that because we know a lot of people may be heading up to Lawrence on Saturday, K-State, KU. Playing at 11 o'clock in the morning. It'll be cloudy for this year's Sunflower Showdown, but otherwise I think most of the rain is over with, and the temperature's only in the 50s throughout most of the game. So it'll be cloudy and cool if you're headed to northeast Kansas this Saturday. Right now in Wichita, we've got a clear sky and 45 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Now, Ross, you keep a dog on the set, is that right?
Yep. Yeah. She's with me every night just to make sure that I'm on it.
Is that one of the, is that a service dog? What kind of dog is that?
Well, you know, some people would probably think that by now, but, no, it's, May is a corgi. And so she goes with me every evening and, you know, mostly she's hanging out in the weather center or she'll go out onto the main studio with me. But, yep, she's there nearly every night. And I think it's twofold. She's helping keep an eye on the weather and also keeping all the other employees in line.
Is she helpful for the many emotional problems you have then, too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. I notice when there's a big storm that sometimes you get a little tear in your eye. So.
Yeah, you know, do we go 2 to 4 inches of snow or 3 to 6, and then we let May make the decision.
May. Where'd you come up with that name, May?
My first dog was Millie. And so after Millie had passed, I thought, May the love of Millie live on, and so I kind of landed on
there
May.
You go.
Nice.
All right. Well, we don't have any animals here except for Ted and me. We're the only animals in our studio. So,
well, I will say all those studies that say, you know, a dog in the workplace boosts spirits, you know, that is absolutely true because everybody's excited when she's there. And sometimes I'll take her in the afternoon too. And, you know, people come out of their cubicles and they're just so thrilled that there's an animal here and it's not a mouse.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you, Ross. We'll check with you again tomorrow.
Speaking of animal, did Rachel put, are there snakes at KWCH show up?
Well, we had trouble last week with some getting into our building, but supposedly this week they're taking steps to keep those unwanted creatures
really?
Out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, May could
so
probably.
So you got to be on your toes. Yeah. Is it a May or is it a snake? You never know.
May should attack those snakes and protect
you. I wish you would.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. We'll check with you again tomorrow. That's the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Kind of like doing Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom here this morning. Huh? Had a sunny, breezy autumn day across South Central Kansas Monday. Beautiful afternoon to get out, which I did. High temperature 75 degrees, normal high 69 at nearly Eisenhower National Airport. They had a wind gust from the north clocked at 41 miles per hour. That's a pretty good gust. And this is October 21st. On this date in 1979, a severe thunderstorm moved rapidly across Harper, Sedgwick, and Harvey counties. Golf ball to baseball size hail pummeled many areas. 1979. On this date in 2003, a guy named Kirk Jones became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls without safety devices.
Apparently, he just
doesn't seem like a great idea, but
he was charged.
I guess it worked out for him.
Yeah, charged with illegally performing a stunt. I guess that's probably not really a felony, misdemeanor maybe. Birthday today, Judge Judy Seindlin is 83.
She's very wealthy.
Judge Judy on TV. She received a Lifetime Achievement Emmy in 2019 for her work on The Tube. Yeah, she's made a little money doing that. Probably more than her judge money, that's for sure. Now, I got to tell you about Kohler. You know, Kohler, K-O-H-L. You know the Kohler company. They make toilets and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They just debuted a new toilet camera that watches you go, then uses an algorithm to analyze the results and track your health.
Well, that sounds
it's
creepy.
Called Decoda, a play on the words decode. Costs $600, fits on the side of most toilet bowls, and uses optical sensors to scan your waste. Then spits out stats on your phone. So your phone
while you're on the commode.
Yeah. Or you can take it to work and say, hey, look what I'm doing here. Anyway, that's from the Kohler company, the toilet camera. 716.
I'm going to spend my $600 elsewhere. Just letting you know that.
716, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Do have a sad note to begin with. Warren McVay has passed. Speedy running back, first black player to get a football scholarship to a major Texas school. Later helped the Kansas City Chiefs win their first ever Super Bowl, Super Bowl IV. Warren McVay passed away after a long illness. He was 79 years old. Originally, he played for the Cincinnati Bengals, and then they traded him to the Chiefs for kicker Horst Muehlmann. I think that was a trade that worked out pretty good for the Chiefs. Obviously, the Chiefs had another foreign kicker by the name of Jan Stenerud, who was pretty good. And then they got the Flea, Warren McVay. And the Flea was pretty good. He immediately helped the Chiefs in 1969 with nearly 900 total yards. And got him all the way to the Super Bowl, and he carried the ball 12 times in that Super Bowl IV win over the Minnesota Vikings. The Flea, Warren McVay, has passed away at the age of 79. He ended up with more than 2,500 all-purpose yards and 13 touchdowns in his NFL career. Seven of those touchdowns were in 1969. He was traded to the Chiefs. All right, let's take a look at, speaking of the Chiefs, it's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and that is at 6 o'clock tonight, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs are getting ready for a Monday night football game to wrap up a three-game homestand at Arrowhead against the Washington Commanders. The Chiefs are coming off that 31-0 steamrolling of the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Chiefs have won four of their last five. Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight at 6 o'clock. Over on KFH. Let's go over to baseball. Game 7 in Toronto last night for the American League pennant.
You've waited 32 years to hear these words. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to the World Series.
On Fox TV and Fox Sports 1, the Blue Jays trailed the Mariners 3-1 at the bottom of the seventh inning with two men on base when George Springer came to bat versus Eduardo Pizarro.
Swinging a fly ball.
How it sounded on Blue Jays Radio, Sportsnet 590 in Toronto. George Springer's three-run home run, the difference in the game. In the series, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3, won the series 4-3. Seattle denied its first ever trip to a World Series.
The ALCS most valuable player, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. When you signed to stay here in Toronto before this season, is this exactly what you had in mind?
Yes!
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with Tom Verducci on Fox TV and Fox Sports 1. The Blue Jays will host the reigning champion Los Angeles Dodgers, Game 1 of the World Series, Friday on Fox. I'm Jared Max.
All right, so the Seattle baseball team did not win. Seattle football team did. Monday Night Football last night, the Seattle Seahawks at home hosting the Houston Texans. And starting at linebacker for the Seahawks, DeMarcus Lawrence, the former Butler Community College Grizzly, and he had a big tackle on a fourth down and short play in the second half of this game. You heard it last night on KFH.
It's fourth and one, and if you're D'Amico Ryans, you're on your side of midfield. What do you do?
I mean, he feels like he's got to go for this. And this is what's so frustrating for a coaching staff is when you got a half a yard on third down, you can't run it and pick it up.
6 for 7 on fourth down. Fourth and one, the snap, the give to Marks. Left side, no, didn't get there. He lost yardage back to the 40. Third and one, no. Fourth and one, no. Seattle forcing the turnover on downs.
The Seahawks beat the Texans 27-19. DeMarcus Lawrence there with the tackle. In fact, both of his tackles were for losses last night. One of them was a sack. As the former Butler Grizzly got the job done for Seattle, starting at linebacker. Back-to-back wins for the Seahawks, who are tied for first place in their division. A little football flashback for you. 30 years ago on this day, one of the big wins in KU football history. A night game. 7th-ranked Kansas won on the road, beat 15th-ranked Oklahoma 38-17 in Norman in front of 74,000 fans.
Wow.
That was a pretty big win for the Jayhawks.
It was.
That's pretty good. And that was 30 years ago on this night. Big win for KU at Oklahoma. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Friendship is especially important for older people. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on this Tuesday morning, 47 degrees. The government shutdown hits day 21.
Today ties the record for the second longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Senate Republicans will make their way to the White House today for lunch with President Trump as the standoff with Democrats continues. A GOP-backed stopgap measure to extend government funding until mid to late November has failed almost a dozen times to reach the 60-vote threshold to break the Senate filibuster. Democrats have remained firm on wanting health care provisions included and restrictions on the GOP and Trump administration's ability to cut spending already approved by Congress. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A 31-year-old man from Dodge City has been arrested after he reportedly told police he shot and killed his wife early yesterday. First responders found a 31-year-old woman with multiple gunshot wounds. She was dead at the scene. The man was taken into the Ford County Jail and booked on suspicion of first-degree murder.
The Wichita City Council will be asked to approve $2 million to convert the former downtown city library building into an event venue. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the proposal will be heard at today's city council meeting.
You make this a space that can generate some dollars because this space will become eventually a space that will be rented out for the community to have events there. And that will be money that can go back to renovating further the entire 90,000 square feet.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
Two men have been charged in Sedgwick County District Court with first-degree murder and aggravated child endangerment in the overdose death of a teenage girl. Isaac Horde and Nicholas Wiley, both age 24, appeared in court yesterday, accused in the death on September 14th of 15-year-old Kennedy Heron. The investigation determined her death to be the result of a drug overdose.
Police in Mays are advising residents to lock car doors and remove valuables from their vehicles after multiple break-ins were caught on security cameras early Monday morning. Now, police said two people were seen entering unlocked vehicles in the Carriage Crossing neighborhood in Mays. Detective Jeff Piper says people need to be aware of what can happen with confronting an unknown suspect.
We don't want to see anybody get hurt or killed trying to defend their car or a piece of property that might have came from the car. It's just not worth it. Human life is much more valuable than any piece of property.
Two vehicles were stolen. One was recovered Monday afternoon and returned to its owner. Suspects are considered to be armed and dangerous.
The Department of Homeland Security unveils a new approach in its mission to secure the southern border.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem on Monday announced what's being called Operation River Wall. Its aim is to secure the Rio Grande against not just illegal immigration, but also narco-terrorism that can influence international drug laws and other forms of crime. More than 100 boats and hundreds more agents will be used in the enforcement overseen by the Coast Guard. Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced $4.5 billion in contracts for smart wall installation, combining physical barriers, floating obstacles, and detection technology. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, a little breezy, and cooler today. However, a high of 69 is exactly normal for the day. Gusty northwest winds through early afternoon, then they should taper off this evening. Clear and cool, 43 tonight. Sunny, warmer on your Wednesday, a high of 74. Lower 70s on Thursday with increasing clouds. Get ready for rain Thursday night and Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34, Stephen Ted in the morning, and it's that time of the day, that time of the week, when we check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Always great to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's good here on an autumn morning. Starting to feel like autumn out there, isn't it?
It sure is. It was crisp this morning. I heard the forecast that you guys had on just a bit ago. It's going to warm up a little bit, but we know what's coming too. I guess here in just a couple of weeks, it'll be what, 5:30, 5:45 sunsets. And that's the only part of this year I don't like. I don't mind the weather, but the getting dark early business, I could go without.
Well, I'm right there with you. When it's dark at 6 o'clock, that disturbs me.
Yes.
There you go. All right, county commission meeting tomorrow, is that correct?
We've got a meeting 9 a.m. tomorrow. You know, this time of year is when we really start putting together our legislative platform. Just as a reminder to your listeners, you know, county government's a little different than city government. We're actually a political subdivision of the state. So of our 46 departments of Sedgwick County government, 16 of our departments we operate on behalf of the state. So think about the appraiser's office. Think about the election office. These are state-regulated, state-mandated services that we just operate on behalf of the state. So when we start working on our legislative platform, that way we can begin lobbying and working on statute and reforms that we're looking for at the county level. We're gonna when the session comes together for the state again in January, we have a really dialed-in list, and we have a lobbyist that works on our behalf, and we go and we advocate to the state for things that are gonna make life for people in Sedgwick County and Sedgwick County government in particular a lot easier. Two things that are really on the top of the list, and this list is a couple pages long, but the first one is the tag office. Obviously, as everybody knows, and I've been talking about it a lot publicly, there are some limitations in state statute that are causing some of the disruptions we're feeling at the tag offices all throughout the state of Kansas. The first one is every 5 years, so if a year ends in 0 or 5, anybody with a personalized plate has to come to an in-person renewal. That's just crazy law. It's nonsensical. So what happens here in 2025 is we're seeing about a 500% increase of traffic in person at the tag office, and that's creating really long lines. So that's one thing that we're working on to make adjustments in state statute to stagger those years. The other thing we're working on the tag office is just the fee structure. You know, if you go in and do a $30 title, only 70 cents actually stays with the county. $29.30 goes to the state. And we're not able to actually operate the tag office without using local property tax dollars to subsidize. So these are some of the things that we're working on at the state with just the tag office. But we've got a 2-page list of things that we're advocating for in our legislative session.
Had the pleasure of interviewing for the first time Brandy Bailey the other day. And, of course, she talked to the county treasurer, and she talked about exactly what you're talking about. She also pointed out that they've got a server. They've got a computer server that serves 105 counties that blows up about once a week. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So Kansas, the tag office functions are under the umbrella of the Kansas Department of Revenue. And again, it's managed on the local level. And we elect someone, the county treasurer, that manages the tag offices. Well, all 105 counties are on one server that's hosted at the Kansas Department of Revenue. And this thing fails and goes down 2 to 3 times a week. So not only do you have all this extra traffic coming in because of an archaic state statute that requires people to come in every 5 years with a personalized plate, not only do you have a fee structure that we're actually having to subsidize local property tax dollars for a state function, now you have a server when you actually get to the tag office and the employees work in the tag office, you have a server that fails 2 to 3 times a week. It's crazy. It's archaic. And luckily, we have several legislators in our South Central delegation. They see the challenges and they're willing to work with us on it. So we're encouraged heading into this legislative year, and we'll have a nice list and a nice recommendations for reform to support the constituents here in Sedgwick County.
I guarantee you those state legislators and their offices, if their computers were crashing 3 times a week, their employees would be on them like stink on a bear and say, hey, you gotta solve this problem. Okay. Hey, listen, what else you got? Are you going to talk about rural intersections? I know you're going to put stop signs at least one. What's going on with that, Ryan?
Yeah, we worked real hard here the last 3 months. You know, here's what's happening in Sedgwick County, and you see it particularly as you head southwest in the county and west in the county. This is where the growth is happening. This is where primarily residential growth is happening. And what we have, if you think of roads like 135th Street when you go north and south, if you think 167th Street north and south, really in between Mays and Goddard, you're beginning to see roads that are 55 mile per hour county roads, and for the bulk of our history have been rural roads, are now becoming more urban roads. So we create dangerous intersections when we have traffic going 55 mile per hour in two ways, so north and south, and then the intersection is also east and west. It's 55 miles per hour. These are both paved roads. And because it's just primarily driver distraction, you know, we have all these distractions in our lives today and podcasts and social media and people won't stay off their phones. And so we've created some intersections that are relatively dangerous, and that's just organically by growth in the county. So we're trying to be more aggressive. We're trying to be more preventative and work ahead to try to take some precautionary measures at some of these intersections. You know, Commissioner Howell's got intersections in his district. I have them in my district. Commissioner Blueball and Wise have some in their district, and Meister as well. All across the county, we're seeing rural and urban butt up against each other. We're seeing tension on traffic, and we're trying to work ahead and just do some common sense things. We're not asking to do a bunch of roundabouts in the county. We're not even asking to signal all these intersections, but there are some practical things we can do with four-way stops, with larger stop signs, even some rumble sticks and a few intersections that will really cut down on some of the traffic collisions that we're seeing at these intersections. So we have a couple we're working on right now, and we're seeing some action actually this week at a couple of these intersections. And again, this is progress moving forward. This is trying to get ahead of the urbanization of some parts of our county.
All right. Ted, got the same?
What about Blue Jays Dodgers World Series? Yeah, do you have a rooting interest either way?
Isn't October baseball phenomenal? That game last night, down 3-1 in the 7th, and Springer comes up and lives up to the moment. That place went bananas. I mean, it was awesome. So, listen, I'm a patriot, right? I'm going to go for the American team, the United States team, the Dodgers, and I think they have the best player in baseball in Shohei Ohtani. But you know, the Blue Jays are fun to watch. There's a lot of offense. They manufacture a lot of runs, but if I was a betting man, and I'm not because I've played a lot of baseball over my years and I know not to bet on baseball. I'm a Dodgers guy. I think the Dodgers are going to pull this thing out, but I've been wrong in the past. I was wrong about the Mariners. I thought the Mariners would do it when they took a 2-game lead, but the Blue Jays are a tough, scrappy team and they're fun to watch. But October baseball is wonderful.
The Fall Classic. All right. Anything else going on you want to talk about?
Just keep in mind the elections. Early voting at the election office has begun.
Sure.
General election day is November 4th. Satellite locations open up on the 30th, and they'll go that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So really important. Guys, go to SedgwickCounty.org. You can get all of the information on elections. Or listen, go to VoteKansas.gov. VoteKansas.gov. kansas.gov, and you can get all the information about your ballot. You can get the information about where your polling precinct will be for Election Day. But just get out and vote, please. We're only expecting a 15 to 20% turnout. And these are big-time elections. We have municipal and city elections. We have school board elections. This is where government happens on the local level, so we're encouraging everybody, get involved, make a plan to vote, and go exercise your right to vote.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us, as always. Have a good week. We'll talk to you a week from now. This is Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Luxfield Place is planning to expand in northeast Wichita. That story coming up with Kirk Seminoff for the Wichita Business Journal Update. On the way with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the Morning, KNSS 747 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council will talk about renters and rental property owners today.
Two.
A man accused of taking a woman by force has been charged, caught on ring camera in northeast Wichita.
One.
Day 21 of the government shutdown, more blaming, no solution. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have some really heavy traffic right now southbound on I-135 up there by the North Junction. Road construction is really slowing things down there. So again, that's southbound I-135, basically right at K-254, just as you get into that construction area. Watch out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 45. On Wednesday, sunny, at tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now a clear sky, northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch, and the weather is perfect for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Boeing stocks moved higher as Wall Street began the week on a positive note.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week higher as investors get in gear for one of the busiest weeks of earnings season. Lots of data on the health of corporate America will be released in the coming days, with nearly a fifth of the S&P 500 slated to report financial results. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher today, with tech leading the charge. Apple stock jumping around 4% for its first record close of the year. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Walmart, and Nvidia. The Dow rising 516 points, the Nasdaq higher by 311, S&P 500 up 71. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Luxfield Place planning to expand in northeast Wichita. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the senior living provider is seeking $2.25 million in tax incentives to support a major expansion of its Northeast Wichita complex. The nonprofit is undergoing a $70 million expansion that includes 48 independent senior living units and a lifestyle facility. The growth of the 67-acre property near 29th and Rock is part of the organization's plan to reposition the campus as a regional asset. Larksfield Place has requested a sales tax exemption on construction materials from the city for the independent senior living units and an expansion of its fitness center, health center kitchen, and dining room. The city council will vote on the incentives at its meeting today. Wichita's Icon Structures has beaten out several other local general contractors for the construction of ComCare's new community crisis center in downtown Wichita. Sedgwick County's Consolidated Crisis Center will provide mental health and substance abuse care next to the under-construction biomedical campus at Topeka and English. The 35,000-square-foot building that was home to Mid-States Fitness Equipment is being renovated and expanded with 900 additional square feet for the new healthcare facility. officials with Icon Structures, Helix Structures and Design, and Sedgwick County all celebrated a groundbreaking at the construction site on Monday. It's expected to be done by the end of 2026, just ahead of the biomedical campus opening in early 27. And the Wichita Area Builders Association is holding a job fair Wednesday for more than 2,000 Wichita high school students at Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane. Called Build My Future, the fair has goals of showcasing the construction industry's importance to the Wichita area and increasing students' interest in construction trades. It's a hands-on event that will introduce students to the toolbox of viable career options and opportunities. Local breaking business news every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On KNSS.
All right, Kirk. Something happened there. We dropped him. Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal update here on KNSS. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. 7:52 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is National Apple Day. Are you an apple guy, Ted?
Yeah.
A day dedicated entirely to celebrating all things Apple. Apple pie.
I'm an apple guy who likes apple pie.
Apple sauce.
Yeah.
Apple all the list goes on and on of things you can do with an apple.
How about a good old apple dumpling for dessert?
Apple dumpling? I'm not a big fan of apple pie.
Apple
however,
fritters.
If you have an apple pie with a warm apple, oh, yeah, with the right crust, ooh. They're delicious.
Yep, yep.
Now, there are all kinds of apples.
Yes, there are.
There's a Gala apple, and there's,
Sunny Crisp.
Sunny Crisp, yeah.
It goes on and on.
People have their favorites, and there's the big red ones and the yellow ones, but, yeah. And then there are computers that are named Apple. Apple. There's a Macintosh apple. I'm not sure that we get that around here. I've heard of that, but I've never tasted one or seen one.
That's apple a day?
Apple Day keeps the doctor away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Apple a day makes you a better listener to KNSS and Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Tuesday morning. By the way, this is Steve and Ted show number 7039. But,
and especially this time of year, what about apple cider?
Apple cider. I saw that at the store, the Dillon store the other day. They've got a huge display.
Tasty.
Of apple cider. There you go.
Apple juice.
Just one more thing, one more way to celebrate the apple. It's coming up on 7:54 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, and we've got the 8 o'clock hour, as always. Got a lot to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour, so keep it right here, including the government shutdown, day 21, and we're going to talk about that. No end in sight, by the way. We'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Ted will have sports, as always, right, Ted?
Yes, sir. The matchups are set for the World Series this year, so we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
That's right. Plus entertainment news. The Blur. You're furiously working on The Blur, right?
Yeah, we'll get you going on The Blur, get your entertainment news to you. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And we'll have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.